what is the campaign Stay Well Pharmacy all about?
So basically the NHS is trying to save money because so many people are going to GPs and for what they call minor ailments, or sometimes they're not aware of the fact that what's wrong with mostly children under 5 years of age, and they go into A&E, they wait there for long periods of time, and it could be something trivial. So what they're trying to do is use the pharmacy as a first port of call, and then we assess the patient, and obviously if we need to, if we can treat them, we treat them. If we can't treat them, then what we do is we signpost them to either the GP surgery or tell them to go to any, depending on the result.
And why is it so important that people start to start using you as a first point of call instead?
Access is very easy. Pharmacies are open long hours, and pharmacists are trained medically to assess people, and they're aware of most conditions, especially if they've been in practice for a long, long period of time and they're experienced.
And I think that's something that people don't really realise, isn't it? I think they just kind of assume it's just kind of a case of dispensing things. But actually, what are some of the services that you guys provide that people might not necessarily be that aware of?
I've done an extended course where I'm able to prescribe medication. That's even more important. Say a child came in with a particular problem and they had an issue with a chest infection or anything like that, I could assess them. And I could actually be able to prescribe them an antibiotic.
Some of the things that the NHS is saying that people are sort of going into hospital and sort of A&E and doctor's surgeries and things for are things like coughs and tummy troubles. So what are the kind of things that you guys would do in a first instance for people that would come and see you for that kind of thing?
I mean, nowadays there's so many products available over the counter. Obviously, after assessment of the patient, if they actually require medication, quite a lot of it has been deregulated from prescription only to over the counter. And you can actually recommend those which would help them with their tummy troubles. For example, Colanticon gel, or there is products like Kellin Morphine, Imodium. So many products available. And obviously we'll be able to advise them on what to eat and what not to eat and how to carry on with the medication and obviously recover quicker.